When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome to Chaos and Creation in Abbey Road. We're going to try and do a couple of sort of experimental things tonight. Going to pretend to make records and do all sorts of funny things, really. I'm going to ask for your help at certain points. So I'd like you to be wonderful and intelligent and rhythmic. Okay. Obviously, for me, coming back to Abbey Road is always a very special thing, because as kids, this was really the first studio we came in, and we had to come in that door, as I've come in tonight. We weren't allowed up there. That was where the grown-ups lived. We came in as early 20-year-old kids. And, you know, from that day, actually, when George Martin said to me on the first session, he said, we were doing Love Me Do, and John used to sing Love Me Do, and then do the harmonica, Love Me Do. But George Martin said, no, look, all we've got to do is we've got to have the harmonica come in right on the bar line. So Paul, he said, would you do the Love Me Do bit? And he switched it right there. I said, yes. Okay. So it terrifies me, this studio, just remembering Love Me Do. You can hear it in the record, if you care to listen. And from then on, we made pretty much all the Beatle records in this room. John standing somewhere about there doing Girl. And right through to Sgt. Pepper and beyond here. So it's a very special place to me, as you can imagine. And I say, I can still sort of see the guys, you know, Ringo back there with his drum kit. John and George, me over here with the bass. In fact, we're going to use a four-track machine this evening to do a little bit of experimentation on. And those are the kind of machines that we've pretty much used all the time, even on things like on Sgt. Pepper, like on Day in the Life. Quite a big, elaborate production. It was all still done on that little four-track. Okay. So now I'd like to just do a couple of songs. First song I like to do is from the new album, which is called Chaos and Creation in the Backyard. So with this song called Friends to Go, somehow I felt like it was a George song. Here you go.
I've been waiting on the other side for you, friends, to leave so I don't. For your friends to go. I've been sliding down a slippy slope. I've been climbing up a slowly burning rope. But the flame is getting low. I've been waiting on the other side for for your friends to go. You never need to worry about me, I'll be fine on my own. Someone else can worry about me, I spend a lot of time on my own. Spend a lot of time on my own. I've been waiting till the danger passed. I don't know how long the storm is gonna last. If we're gonna carry on, I'll be waiting on the other side till your friends have gone. So won't you tell me what I wanna know? I'll be waiting on the other side for your friends to go. You never need to worry about me, I'll be fine on my own. Someone else can worry about me, I spend a lot of time on my own. Spend a lot of time on my own. So I'll be waiting on the other side for your friends to leave so I don't have to hide. I prefer they didn't know. I'll be waiting on the other side for your friends to go. Yes, I'll be waiting on the other side. I'll be waiting on the other side for your friends to go.
At this point, I would like to introduce the producer on my new record, Mr. Nigel Godrich. He's going to help me on this next song. This is off the new album, and when I brought it in, I kind of brought it in as a bit of a jangly, straightforward. And he said, well, we can make that record, you know, but it might be nice to, seeing as the words, it's kind of a thank you note, and seeing as the words are kind of a little bit subtle and a bit tender, maybe we should do something different. So we got this idea to create a bed, like a sort of ocean bed of sounds using little tape loops. And Nigel's actually got these up on this really old-fashioned mixing desk here, one of the old EMI desks. And he's got all the chords on there, so he's actually going to be able to play the chords as I do the chords on guitar. Without a safety net.
How kind of you to think of me when I was out of sorts. It really meant a lot to be in someone else's thoughts, someone else's mind, someone else as kind as you. The thoughtfulness you showed has made a difference in my life. I won't forget how unafraid you were that long dark night. I thought that all was lost. I thought I'd never find a soul kind as you. I thought my faith had gone. I thought there'd never be a someone who was there for me. proud of you to stick by me during the final bout and listen to the referee as I was counted out. I thought my time was up. I thought it never find someone quite as kind as you.
So that's the kind of thing we wanted to do tonight, you know, is just try some things a little bit different. And the whole idea actually was kicked off by a thing I originally was asked to do for the BBC. They were doing TV commercials for Radio 2, and they wanted it to be from a different perspective. They asked me to do a song, a slightly different version of it. And so I said, well, I'll just do an acoustic thing. They said, well, that's not very different. I said, OK. They said, oh, you really want different? Oh, good. So we started cooking up some quite sort of different-y things to go with the song. And I'm going to try and recreate it now. Now, this is not a fast-moving part of the show, but I think you're going to enjoy it. OK, so I started off on the thing with glasses. And this is where I'm going to use the Studer four-track machine and build up some textures into a drone, which was the idea to sing this song against the drone, like an Indian song, so to get this different perspective. So I'll go into this machine and record in the same way we used to in the old days. It's just a four-track machine. So first of all, I go into track one. There. Anyone can see that? The light comes on track one. And I'm at zero on the little speedometer. So what I'm going to do now is make sure I'm in tune with my little glass. Near enough. OK, so I'm just going to record a bit of this, and this is where it gets really riveting, because that's what I'm going to record. We're in track one. We're ready to roll. Here we go. Okay, recording. Okay. Very, very professional of you not to laugh during that. No, he's recording. We'll be on it. Okay, brilliant. So now we're going to rewind with a little flick of the wrist. All the engineers just have to help these old machines to rewind. And we go back to zero. And we'll just check, see if we've got it. It's a bit quiet, but I think we'll probably go with that. We're going to record the other one on track two now. Right, let's hope this is a bit louder. A bit squeaky. So we should have those two glasses now on the tape. Let's see. Do 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 do. Go. Oh. Good. Okay. That'll do. Near enough. Okay, good. So we got two. So now we go to select track three. We've got two tracks now, two glasses. Track three, we're going to do a bit of this harmonium. And all ready to go. Get rid of those, turn those down. Okay. So let's go. Okay. What you used to do is take those three tracks and then bounce those down, combine those to the fourth track. So then you'd have all of that just on one track, and then you'd wipe the other three, then suddenly giving yourself more than four tracks. So this is how you could do things like Sgt. Pepper, bouncing down all the time. It actually gave the guitars an amazing quality. People say, oh, you're losing quality, but we like this loss in quality. Made them all go sort of shiny and zzzz. And now I can sing along with that, playing a bit more harmonium at the same time. And this should give you a rough idea of that Radio 2 commercial, the layering technique. Let's go. Well, the rain exploded with a mighty crash as we fell into the sun. And the first one said to the second one there, I hope you're having fun. Band on the run. Band on the run. The jailer man and sailor Sam were searching everyone. With a band on the run, with a band on the run, yeah, the band on the run, with a band on the run. Thank you. Next song I'm going to do is the very first song the Beatles ever recorded. Actually, this was pre-Beatles. This was John, George, and myself, and a couple of other guys, a pianist called Duff and Colin, the drummer. And we went down to a little studio in Kensington in Liverpool, and we paid £1 each to make this little shellac recording. And the idea was that we'd keep it, each of us, for a week. So I had it for a week, John had it for a week, George had it for a week, and Duff had it for 23 years. Anyway, this is the song that we recorded then. And there actually is a little bit in it for you. And seeing as you're such a bright, lively-looking audience, I'm sure you'd love to sing along. Your bit goes, whoa. Okay? You'll get it. I'll sing it along and sing along with me. You'll get it. This is the first record we ever made. In spite of all the danger, in spite of all that may be, in spite of all the heartache that you may cause me, oh, I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to,
at your door. In spite of all the danger, in spite of all that may be, oh, I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you'll be true to me. I'll do anything for you, anything you want me to, if you'll be true to me.
Okay, speaking of the early days, I first met John at a thing called the Wilton Village Fete, and I showed up there with his friend and my friend, a guy called Ivan, and we were backstage. They'd done a little set in the afternoon, and they were getting ready to do one in the evening, and John was loosening up a little bit, and he'd had a bit of a beer, and I was, I don't know, pretty young kind of thing, and as he leaned over, kind of, you know, I was sort of playing a bit on the piano and stuff. He leaned over, you know, this beery breath. I thought, oh dear. Oh. I wasn't impressed at all. What happened was we all started playing little bits and pieces, trying to impress each other. And I got a right-handed guitar. I borrowed a right-handed guitar. Lens. A lot of my friends. Well, most of my friends obviously would play right-handed. And if I ever wanted to have a go at their guitar, I had to learn to play upside down. So that's the wrong way around, see? So I sort of did something. I did 20 Flat Rock by Eddie Cochran, and upside down like this. It was... Well, I got a girl with a record machine, etc. But it's much easier the other way. So I'm playing, and what happened was apparently John was quite impressed. I think it was just because I knew all the words, and that was like really cool in those days, to know all the words to 25 Rock. So I played it for him, and apparently that's what got me in the Beatles. Got a girl with a record machine. When it comes to rocking, she's a queen. To dance on a Saturday night, all alone, I can hold her tight. She lives on the 20th floor uptown. The elevator's broken down, but I want 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. I want 12, I'm starting to sack. 15 before I'm ready to drag. I get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. Well, she called me up on the telephone, said, call my number, baby, because I'm all alone. I said, baby, you're mighty sweet, but I'm in bed with aching feet. This went on for a couple of days, but I couldn't stay away. So I walked 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10 more. On 12th, I'm starting to sack. 15 before I'm ready to drag. I get to the top, I'm too tired to rock. There's a solo here, but I won't attempt it. Well, I sailed to Chicago for repairs. Till it's fixed, I'm using the stairs. I hope to hurry before it's too late. I love my baby too much to wait. All this climbing is getting me down. You find my cops draped over the rail, but I walk 1, 2, 3, 4. 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 more. On the 12th, I'm starting to sack. 15 before I'm ready to drag. I get to the top, I'm too tired to run. Thank you. Okay. So this is an old lady in new clothes. Lady Madonna,
children at your feet. Wonder how you manage to make ends meet. Who finds the money when you pay the rent? Did you know that money was heaven sent? Friday night arrived without a suitcase. Sunday morning creeping like a nun. Monday's child has learned to tie spool lace. See how they run. Lady Madonna, baby, baby at your breast. Wonders how you manage to feed. Papers didn't come. Thursday night, your stockings needed mending. See how they run. Oh, now, Lady Madonna, lying on the bed. Listen to playing in your pretty little head. Listening to the music playing in your pretty little head. In your pretty little head. Ooh, oh yeah. In your pretty little head. Mm-hmm. Well, you listen to the music playing in your pretty little head.
This is a new song, and when I was about to write this, what happened was I was abroad and I asked for a cup of tea. Now, if you're in England, you say cup of tea and they know what you mean. But if you're abroad, they say, what kind of tea? But you have to say English breakfast tea and then you'll get a cup of tea. And I've got quite a few friends and I'm thinking of a particular sort of older lady who's posh. And I noticed that when she talked, she just had other phrases. So whereas I might say, would you like a cup of tea? She'd say, would you care to take a cup of tea? So I started noticing these little phrases. Once I got into this world of sort of eccentric old English ladies, I suddenly remembered, I read a lot of Charles Dickens, I suddenly remembered this word, peradventure. So I wrote it in the song, and I thought, oh, I can get away with this. This will be cool. And I looked it up in the dictionary just to be sure. And sure enough, it means perhaps. It means maybe. Peradventure, I'm amazed. So you'll find that snuck in here, the word peradventure. And this is it, English tea. Would you care to sit with me for a cup of English tea? Very twee. Very me, any sunny morning. What a pleasure it would be, chatting so delightfully. Nanny bakes fairy cakes, any sunny morning. Miles and miles of English garden stretching past the willow tree. Lines of hollyhocks and roses listen most attentively. Do you know the game croquet? Peradventure we might play. Very gay, hip hooray, any sunny morning. As a rule, the church bells chime when it's almost supper time. Nanny bakes fairy cakes on a Sunday morning. As you can see, we've tried to make this a sort of different kind of thing, you know, just sort of mix up some of these things, all based on that different perspective idea. And look at this, will you? This is a mystery object. And I'm going to have great pleasure in revealing this. This is the original Elvis Presley bass. Exactly. This is the one. This is the bass. If you, those Elvis fans amongst you will recognize this little dashing white trim that is on all the early album covers. It was played by Bill Black, Elvis's bass player. And I always love to imagine that Bill would be here and Elvis would be standing right there. Yeah. Anyway, one of the stories I heard about this bass was that in the early days, Elvis, Scotty Moore, his guitar player, and Bill Black used to work as a trio, and they would be working locally in Tennessee, places like that. So you have to imagine beautiful starry night going along the interstate, Elvis driving, Scotty Moore and Bill Black, and this little baby strapped to the roof rack. Well, since my baby left me, I found a new place to dwell. It's down at the end of Lone Street, it's a big hotel, baby. You be so lonely, baby. You be so lonely. You be so lonely, you could die.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply. When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Well, if you baby leave you, you've got a tale to tell. Just take a walk down Lonely Street to Harper Hotel. You'd be so lonely, baby. You'd be so lonely. You'd be so lonely, you could die. This this here, I think most of you can probably see it. This is a Mellotron, 60s instrument that was a forerunner of the synthesizer. And the idea was that it's tape loops. It's like a tape cassette. You play one of the keys, and it will play string sounds or a trumpet or flutes. But since I've had it at my studio, I've been trying to work out, you know, what they originally made them for. And I think it might have been to sell them to places like cabarets, so you wouldn't have to pay a band. You know, you just sort of get a Mellotron in and get someone to work it and it'd be fine. You'd get music on the cheap. And you'll see what I mean when I play. These are all presets from the 60s. And this is the kind of thing they thought people wanted to do with a Mellotron. And I can't blame them. Well, baby, won't you come with me? Now, baby, honey, can't you see? I love you, baby, with all my might. Come on, baby, out tonight. I love you, baby, dear. And though you may think it's a little queer, I wanna take you down with me tonight. To Abbey Road. It's Abbey Road. Come on to Abbey Road. Yeah, yeah, to Abbey Road. Yeah, come on down with me tonight, baby. I love it, I love it. Mellotron, what were they thinking? Fabulous. Well, I love it. We found other uses for it, as have many musicians since, and probably the most famous use we as the Beatles put it to was on the front of one of our records, which went like this. You'll all be humming that on the way home tonight, I guarantee. Wow, what a riff. Johnny?
There you go, man.
This is John Hamill, who for 30 years, man and boy, has been handing me guitars. I don't know where he gets them. Yeah. Okay, this is a new song, and the story behind it is that when George and I were kids in Liverpool, we grew up playing guitar together. One of the things we would have was a kind of party piece, just occasionally, you know, just to show people we weren't as thick as we looked. So we would play a little piece. And actually, we got it wrong, but we played a little piece that was by Bach. And the thing we liked about it was it had a melody line and a bass line going at the same time. It was this piece. Really should go. But we didn't know that bit. So it was our little show off party piece. And actually, the bit where we went wrong is... I later took that, the idea that... you've got the bass line on the top line, the melody, and turned it into Blackbird. And I enjoyed that style so much, and it kind of worked, that on this new record I thought, I haven't written anything in that style since then, so I wanted to kind of revisit that. And so I was sitting around trying to write something like that with a top line and a bass line, and came up with this song called Jenny Wren.
Like so many girls, Jenny Wren could sing, but a broken heart took a song away. Like the other girls, Jenny Wren took wing. She could see the world and its foolish way.
Thank you.
I've got a feeling deep inside. Ooh, yeah. A feeling I can't hide. Oh no. Ooh. Oh no. I got a feeling. Oh, please believe me, I'd hate to miss the train. Oh, yeah. If you leave me, I won't be late again. Oh no, no, no. Ooh, I got a feeling. I got a feeling. Ooh, yeah. Oh, I got a feeling. I've got a feeling I can't hide. Ooh, got a feeling. Ooh. Oh, please believe me, I'd hate to miss the train. Oh, yeah. Got a feeling, oh, deep inside. Got a feeling, yeah, that I can't hide. Got a feeling, ooh, got a feeling, deep inside. I can't hide.
Thank you. Thank you. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the light. Dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Take these broken wings and learn to fly. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to arise. Blackbird fly, blackbird fly into the light of a dark black night. Blackbird singing in the dead of night. Won't you take these sunken eyes and learn to see. All your life, you were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. You were only waiting for this moment to be free. Thank you. All right. Well, we're coming to the end of our little soiree. Oh, no, don't. What I'd like to do now is use you to create a rhythm track. What we thought we'd do is we'll just multi-track a couple of things with Nigel's help here. The ever-ready loop master. So I'll do a groove on the drums, get you to clap. We'll do that, and then we'll add some more instruments, and we'll see where it leads us. Okay? Anybody a drummer, closet or otherwise? Come on. Somebody got fancy themselves on drums. There he is. And there she is. Okay. Right. In that case, would you please shake that in time? And right, good. So, a couple more tambourines. Who thinks they can handle a tambourine? Have we got? Yeah, here you go. Yeah. Oh, they're all getting daring now. Here he is. Come on, man. You can do it. Joby, you can. All right. So, actually, come on, Joby. Actually, this gentleman here, while we're at it, this is Joby Talbot, who did our string arrangements on the new record. Joby Talbot. Excellent. Right, so I'll get on the drums. As soon as you hear me going on there, just join in. Okay, I think that's probably enough to be going on with. Nigel's going to just do a little bit of looping it now, try and loop that into something. So let's do a bit of bass on that. Oh, piano, a bit of piano. Okay, let's go in E. Okay. That's good. I think that was good. Was that good, Nige? Yeah. Okay. Bit of bass on that then. Thank you. Right. This is my old friend, my little Hofner. Hofner. Okay. We're going to wait till Nige ready. Okay, that's bass. Okay. Bit of guitar. This is my old Epi. Mm-hmm. exactly. That's it, that is it. Another guitar. Want another guitar, Nige? Lead guitar.
Come on.
Come on, risk it. Okay.
Now what?
Let's do two versions.
Okay.
One unsafe.
Okay.
And one slightly more safe.
Which one first? Unsafe.
Unsafe first. In which case, I'm going to make up a song. Woo! If you hear some slightly dodgy lyrics, don't worry. This is the nature of making up a song. Okay, but we're going to do it. We're going to do it, and we just don't care. Slap it to me, baby. Thank you very much, everyone. That's all for now. See, Nige, bit of safety. Okay. Yeah. Yay, do it with safe. We can think of something. Yeah. Well, it's one for the money, two for the show. Three to get ready, now go get go. But don't you step in my Bruce Wayne shoe.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
How do people feel about getting Big Fitness Energy at Planet Fitness for $15 a month? They feel as thrilled as a kid the first summer they're tall enough to ride the roller coaster. That's right. When you join Planet Fitness right now, you get access to tons of equipment and free fitness training in a clean and spacious club. Don't wait. Join the judgment-free zone today for that all-day energy. Download the free Planet Fitness app and join today for $15 a month.
Hurry. Deal ends September 12th. Join today for $15 a month.
See Home Club for details.